We prepared the curtain, the candles, a little colour for my head, and then we were ready. The plan worked perfectly. Miss Claythorne found the seaweed and screamed. Everybody ran upstairs. I stayed downstairs, where later they found me. In the candlelight, only Armstrong, the doctor, looked at me closely. After they carried me upstairs to my bed, nobody was interested in my body. Armstrong and I met outside the house in the middle of the night. We talked, and then I pushed him from the rocks into the sea. When I returned to the house, Blore heard me. I went into Armstrong's room, made a noise, then left again. I knew that someone was watching me. Blore and Lombard followed me. I went around the house and climbed in through the dining room window. Then I went up to my own room and lay down. They did pull the sheet back earlier when they were searching the house, but they didn't look carefully and they went away. I forgot to say that I returned the gun to Lombard's room. Before that, the gun was in the kitchen, hidden under a pile of boxes. The curtain was under the cover of a dining room chair, and Miss Brent's wool was inside the seat. So, now there were three people, all very frightened, and one of them had a gun. Blore came up to the house alone, and I was ready with the clock. I saw Vera Claythorne shoot Lombard. Vera was afraid, but she was a strong young woman. Was she crazy enough by then to take her own life? She was. I was hiding in her room as she hanged herself. I picked up the chair and put it against the wall. I then found the gun at the top of the stairs. I was careful not to touch it.